Begin the current daf, Masechtas Menachos, daf Tzadehei. Begin in the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf, which we had a machlekes between Reb Chanina and Reb Yechanan, regarding what was the actual shape of the lechem upon him. Reb Chanina said it was like a teva prutz, an open box, like a square shape. And Reb Yechanan said it was like a sphina rakadas. It was like a, what literally means to say a dancing boat, which means to say that it was like pointy on the bottom, where most of it stayed above water. Now, the Gemara continues and asks Meisvi on the interpretation of Rabbi Yechanan from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Kimin kaveres hoyilo batanu. There was like a basket, which was this form, this mold, which the bread was baked in, the lechem upon him, that was in the oven. The daimik kimin tavla mervas, and it was compared to like a squared tablet, like a square plate. Now, if it's saying it's squared, that means to say it's like the mandama that says a teva prutz, like an open box, which the bottom was thick and squared. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, it wasn't a tavla mervas. Says the Gemara, Eimano say, ufiya daimakim in tavla mervas. That its mouth, its opening was like a squared tablet. But the bottom was made like a pointy ship, like a finger breath, and therefore it's not difficult in Rabbi Yechanan. Now, actually, it says the Gemara, Tani kamando amakim in svina rakadis. We actually have a braisa that supports Rabbi Yechanan that it was like a svina rakadis. The time like learn the braisa. Arbas nifin shalzav hayusham. There were these four boards of gold that was there by the shulchan, which there was two for each side of the two orders of the breads, which there were two orders of six. Mefutzalim mirishain, that had these projections, these pegs that were coming out from the top. Kimin dakronim hayu. These rods that were pointing out, which had like many branches, which were like spread out. Shesimchin benes alechem, which from these projections coming out of the boards is what supported the breads that were going up six on each order. Shehu daimukim in svina rekadis, because the breads were in the form of a dancing swift ship, and therefore had to be supported by these projections. So you see, like the mandam, like Rabbi Yechanan, that it was not an open box, but rather like a svina rekadis. Now, continuing on these halachas of the lechem upon him, says the Gemara, the following question. Lechem apanim, the showbreads, the 12 breads on the shulchan. Nifsel b'masois, does it become invalidated when the Jewish people in the desert traveled on their journeys? Meaning when the Jewish people traveled in the desert, they would dismantle the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and they would carry the shulchan with the bread on it. Like the Pasuk says in Bemin Berdalet, Val shulchan apanim yifrusu beget chelas, that on the shulchan apanim, they covered it with a cloth made out of purple wool, out of blue wool, and they would travel with it. So the question is, did the bread become invalidated now that it left the area of the curtains, because actually the curtains were taken down and the Jewish people left the area where the Mishkan was? Or did the bread not become invalidated when they traveled and they journeyed? So it's machlekes, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shub ben Levi. Charam and Nifsel. Charam and Nifsel, one says it did become invalidated, other one says it didn't. So the Gemara explains. Mandam and Nifsel, the one who says it became invalidated, because the Chsib, the Pasuk says of Bemidbar, and this is Perek Beis Pasuk Yitzayin, says that Venasa Oyomoyed, that the tent of the assembly traveled. You had Machne Halavim, Betecha Machnes, you had the camp of the Levites that was in the midst of all the camps in the way they journeyed. And the Pasuk says, as our Gemara quotes, Kasha Yachnu Ken Yiso, because the way they were they settled, that's how they traveled. I mean, that same order where the Levites were in the middle, that's how they were dwelling, that's how they traveled too in that same order. Now, but what does the pasuk mean, Kasha Yachnu Ken Yiso? Says that Manda Amar teaches us a comparison between the way they rested and the way they traveled. Just like when they were dwelling, the lechem became invalidated when it left the area of the kolim of the curtains, like the pasuk says in Miyukah Chavdalad Ba'is La'aron Levanav, that it should be for Aaron and his sons. V'chalub b'makom kadosh, to have to eat in the holy place, which means within the curtains of the azara. So af b'nesiyasi nifsal b'yaitzi. So too, when they travel, it gets invalidated when it leaves the area. Now it's not in the area of the curtains, because actually the curtains were taken up and they just traveled. Therefore, the bread became invalidated. Now, mandam einin nifsal, the one that says it did not become invalidated, because the pasuk says in Midbar, where it says over there in Perek Dalet pasuk Zayin, it says that val shulchan apanim, and on the shulchan, their yifrisu beget tcheles, they would, as we said, would cover it with this garment made out of tcheles, and then the pasuk concludes and says, and this is what they would do when they were traveling, the lechem hatamar alaviyah, and the constant bread, which is the bread on the shulchan, was on there. So you see that it was maintained over there, that it maintained its sanctity even when they traveled. So therefore you see that it did not become possible. Now, the Gemara asks, but v'idach nami, this other one, this second opinion that we just quoted, but hoksiv kashayachnu ken yiso, what does he do with the pasuk of the first mandam, of the first opinion, that seems to say that just like when they're settled, there's a psul yaitze, so too when they traveled, it becomes invalidated when it leaves the area. Says the Gemara, no, li'idach gisa. He learns it that it's teaching a comparison in the other direction. That tells you, just like when they're settled. So when it doesn't leave its area, it does not become invalidated. Also when they travel, when it doesn't leave its place because it's still on the shulchan, doesn't become invalidated. Now the Gemara goes to the other mandam of idach nami, the one that says that it's pasul. What does it do with the pasuk? It seems to be clearly that it says the bread stays even when they travel, obviously because it's not invalidated and remains kosher. So the Gemara says, you're right. That obviously cannot be what the machlekes was between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi. Ela rather, ki asr avdimi amor. When avdimi came, he said that bimis sudur, when the lechem upon them is organized on the shulchan, meaning it didn't become time yet to remove it. It's not yet Shabbos by the time when they're traveling. The kul amalei pligi. You're right. There, no one disagrees that it's not going to become possible because, like the pasuk says clearly, lechem upon the tamid, that it's going to stay on there. Ela ki pligi bimisulik. Their machlekes was when the breads were already taken off from Shabbos. And they had already organized new breads, which that's what they do. The transition was on Shabbos. They just didn't get a chance yet to eat those old breads by the time they already started traveling. However, the breads were still in the machna of the Levim, of the Levites, who they carried with them when they carried all the parts of the Mishkan. And you had all the camps of the Jewish people surrounding the Levites who were in the center. You didn't have machna Shechina because that Mishkan was already dismantled, but it was still in Machan Leviyah. Oh, that's where they disagree. Mandam and Nifsal, the one who says that it becomes invalidated because the Chassidut says in the Pasuk, Kasher Yachnu, can you so comparing how they are when they're dwelling to how they are when they're traveling? Which teaches you, just like when they're dwelling, it becomes invalidated when it leaves the area. So too, when you're traveling, it becomes invalidated when you leave the area. And since it's not anymore in the Machne Shechina, it became dismantled. And you don't have the pasuk of Alecha Ma'atam at a love year because it's not on the Shulchan. It's the bread that was already taken off. It becomes possible. According to one that says it does not become invalidated, because the Chassivit says in the Pasuk, V'nasa Oigel Moy, it says that the Tent of the Assembly traveled. Which teaches, what do you mean the Tent of the Assembly? It was already dismantled when they traveled. Oh, it teaches, no, Ava Pesha Nasa, that even when they traveled, Oigel Moyet, it still has the halachic categorization as the Tent of the Assembly, as if it's still there. And therefore, it was never Yetzi. It never left the area of the Oigel Moyed, which was among the Levite camp, which now took on that transitory quality of the Oigel Moyed, and therefore it wasn't Yetzi, and therefore it's not possible. Now, Ve'idach Nami, but this second opinion also, Haksiv Kashayach Meken Yiso, but what does he learn out from the comparison then of to when they were settled to when they were traveling, which, as the first opinion said, tells us that it does become possible with Yetzi. Says the Gemara, no, Le'idach Kis is teaching in the other direction. That telling you, just like when they're settled, when the lechem upon them does not leave the area of the Azar of the courtyard, does not become invalidated. Also, when they journeyed, when now, if it didn't leave the Machne Levia, the Levite camp, doesn't become invalidated, and that's why it's still kasha. Now, but the first opinion that held that it does become puzzle, Haksiv Nasa Oil Moid. What does he do with the pasuk of the second opinion, which says that seemingly even when it travels, it has the halacha of the Oil Moid, so it never left, it should still be kasher? Says the Gemara, no, he learns how who that pasuk is teaching, Lidigalim Hudasa. It's coming to tell us that which, for the flags, for the encampments, when they're traveling, which camp went first, which one went in the middle, which one went at the end, and all along the Oil Moed, the Levite camp is in the middle, that's what's teaching that Benas Oil Moed is just in those psukim of the sequences where it's telling who went when, and who went first, and who went second, and it's saying, and then the Oil Moed also did that it was in the middle, but it's not teaching that it still had the Loch of Oil Moed. But the other mandamer says, no, mimachna halavim etecha machna is nafka. Regarding the degalim, that we know from the other word in that pasuk, which says that from the Levite camp, which was in the middle of the machna, that already tells us the place of the Oil Moed and the Levites in regards to the Masois. What are the words Menasa Oil Moed come to teach? That even when they traveled, it had the halacha as the Oil Moed, and therefore it was not possible of Yetzi, and therefore the lechem upon them, even that was taken off already, was still kosher when they traveled. So therefore the Gemara says it's a machlekes. Now the Gemara says, Meisve, the Gemara asks from a Braisa on the according to the one who says that it does not become possible. The Braisa says, Bishas Silik Masois, at the time when they would remove and start the journeys, which then the curtains which would separate and would surround the Mishkan and the Azar would be rolled up. So at that time, Kachim Nifsal B'Yetzi, all sacrifices, all holy things, automatically became possible as the halacha of leaving the area of the Azara, because now there's no more curtains. So it doesn't have the halacha of the Azara anymore, and therefore it's like as if it left the Azara, if it's possible. Now, in spite of that, however, the camp still retained a sanctity, that is, the Zavin u'mitzeiran mishtalchan chutz l'michitzasim, that those who had a certain emission from the body called Ziva, or Mitzayru who has a certain Negev Tzeras, they still had to be sent out of their partitions of certain machnes. And that is, the Mitzayru has to still be sent out of the camp of the Machne Yisrael, which is the most outermost concentric circle, which they would be at the edge of the Machne, like the Gemara says in Brachas and Daf and Dalam and Af, Es Behev Besufa, that these individuals were at the end of the camp because they were Mitzayram. And the Zav had to be sent out of Machne Leviyah. So although there's no more Machne Shechina, because the curtains were rolled up so the Karbanos become possible, but there's still Machne Leviyah and there's still Machne Yisrael, and therefore the Zav and the Saran have to be sent out of them. Now, one thing says the Gemara, my lava fill lechem upon them. It says, old kach, and become possible yetzi, because the curtains get rolled up, and that's it. There's a psul yetzi. Seemingly, that would apply just as much to the lechem upon them, and that it is possible. So the Gemara, no, bar my lechem upon them. This mandam would tell you that the exception was lechem upon them. Now, that is the Gemara, man of shach. What's your desire? However way you look at it, that's difficult. If you're saying like this mandama says that, oh, it's calling it the oil might, even when they're traveling, so even though the curtains are rolled up, like we said before, it still retains as if it's still oil might, and therefore it's not psul of yetze, then I feel like kachim nami. Then even other karbanas too should not become possible of yetze. Why is the Brisa say that all kachim become possible? And e oil moid lav dafku. And if you say that no, it doesn't really mean it's oil moid, the curtains get rolled up, it's not the oil moid anymore. Then for lechem upon him nami, then even the lechem upon him should also become possible. Ella, rather, the Gemara says a new interpretation in what is the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shuban Levi. Ki asa Ravan Amar, when Ravan came along, he said, "You're right. The terminology that's calling it oil moid is not precise to say that oh, it's still called the oil moid. There's no more oil moid over here. The curtains are rolled up. You can't say there's still a machnas shchina." Rather, the pasuk is referring to, like we said, the other mandama was saying all along, the degalim. It's just referring to where its place is in the journeys. Now, but mar, the opinion, the mandama who said that even when they're traveling, the lechem upon them is going to be kosher, amar b'mesuder, he was talking about his halacha when it's organized, when it's still on the shulchan, when it didn't come time to take it off yet. That we said, yeah, the pasuk says, lechem tamar alav, yeah, of course the bread's going to remain kosher on the shulchan. But Umar, the other opinion who said that's pasul, Amma bin Masuluk, he was talking about when it was the bread that was already removed, it was already after Shabbos. V'loy pli, and says Ravan, they're actually not disagreeing. They were talking about different cases. Now, Amma Bai, he says, Shmami no, but one thing we could infer from this last brisa that we had brought, which refuted the previous Ravdimi's interpretation, which brought us to Ravan, who said actually it's not a machlekes, said that kachim become pasul when the curtains are rolled up, because of psul yaitze. It already left the area of machne shchina. Says Abaye, what we can infer from that is yesh siluk masois balayla, that they would roll up the curtains and start their journey at the beginning of the night times two. Meaning, if let's say, which was, how did the Jewish people know the journey is that the cloud that Ananiah covered would start moving, and then they knew they had to start journeying. Even if it started moving at nighttime, they immediately would start their journey and they wouldn't wait up until the morning. Says Abaye, how do I know that? Because the Isa Gadaita, because if you would entertain that you should think that Ain Silik Masais Balaila, that they wouldn't start their journeys at night times, then Amos Midli. Then when exactly would they roll up the curtain to start the journey? Litzaf, in the morning. So says Abaye, if that would be the case, so my Iri Mishum Yetzi, why is the Brisa saying, oh, when they rolled up the curtains, all the Karbanos became Pasul because it left the area of the Azara? Tepigalei de Iftalei Belina. What do you mean? Of course it's invalid. It's the morning time. It was left overnight. Because as Tosfos points out, they didn't journey any time during the daytime. It was either in the beginning of the day or the beginning of the night. So says Abaye, obviously they also did in the beginning of the night, because if it was only in the beginning of the morning, then of course any carbon, because no carbons were sacrificed yet, at the beginning of the morning, obviously they were left over the previous night. Of course they're possible. Must be, even if they traveled in the beginning of the night, it's still going to be possible because of psul of yaitze. Now the Gemara asked on Abaye, Pshita, obviously they travel at nighttime, because the pasuk says in Shemais, Lelechas Yemen Balayliksib, to go at daytime and nighttime. They journeyed both at day and night. So you see they traveled at nighttime. Says the Gemara, no, Ma'aditim, what would you say, Hanamilehecha de Akabi Mamma? When did they travel at nighttime? Only if they started during the daytime. Avalhecha de Akabi Mamma, but if they didn't start during the daytime, but Lelele Motzi Akka, that they wouldn't start removing themselves at nighttime, because actually the Pasuk sounds like that. It says the Yoimam first and then Laila. Mash Malam, it's Abai's teaching. Obviously, you see that even to start the journey, that they start at nighttime. Now, Vermini, the Gemara now asks a contradiction from the following Brisa on the previous Brisa. The previous Brisa had said another halacha, which we had primarily introduced it for regarding one halacha, which Abaye had just made an inference regarding the silik masayis that kachim kampasal b'yaitze, another halacha that said, although there's no machna shchina, but there's still machna levia, there's still machna Yisrael, and zavin, which have to be sent out of machna levia, and mitzirah, which have to be sent out of machna Yisrael, still have to be sent out even when they were journeying. That as the Bryce, as the Gemara from the following Bryce. The Bryce says, Huglu ha-pareches. Once the curtains were rolled up, meaning that they're dismantling the Azara, the Mishkan, Hutru ha-zav and the Mitzurah and the Kanas Lasham, then the Zav and the Mitzurah were permitted to go in over there. There was no more Machna Shechina. So you see, they weren't sent out of Machna Levi, Machna Yisrael, because they could even go in to the area of where it used to be. So how can you say in the previous Bryce that they still have to be sent out? So Mavashi says, Lekash, not difficulty, because it's a Machlaikis. Ha, Rebbe Eliezer, the second price that we just quoted is Rebbe Eliezer. And Ha, Rabbanan, the first price that says that they still have to be sent out is like Drabbanan. The time like, the price says a continued time at base. Rebbe Eliezer, I mean, he says, Yachal, you would think, Dachke Zavin and Mitzeran, Venichnasu Lazar. If Zavin and Mitzeran push and they enter into the courtyard of the base of Migdash, the Pesach haba betum, in the situation where the Karban Pesach is brought in the Jewish people in a state of ritual impurity. For example, let's say the majority of the Jewish people are tummy. The halacha is, the Gemara says in Pesachim Nafsam Chavavim Abeis, that this that we say this halacha Pesach Shenu, when a person is tummy, he doesn't bring the Karban Pesach, he waits till the next month, is only, like it says in the Pesach, ish, an individual. But a tzibur doesn't get pushed off, and rather tumas meis becomes permitted for them, like the pasuk says, in regards to this halacha applies to tumi lenefesh. The tumi lenefesh, an individual gets pushed off, but the tzibur doesn't. However, that dispensation does not apply to a ziva and a mitzaira. There, they don't have the permissibility to do it by Pesach Rishon. That doesn't override the halacha. So says Rabbi Eliezer, so you would think if the Zav and the Mitzayra who still cannot bring the Karban Pesach, only those that are Tami Mesa because they came in contact with a corpse, they could bring the Karban Pesach. If the Zav and the Mitzayra push their way and they go into the Azara, Yochel Yuchayav, and you would think, as they normally are, that they'd be liable for transgressing the Isra of coming into the Beis HaMikdash. Tamalayma says Rabbi Eliezer, that's the Pasuk teaching by Midbar, where it says, V'yishalchu min ha-machna, you have to send away from the camp, kol tzeruah, anyone who has tzeras, v'chol zav, and anyone who has ziva, v'chol tamei lenefesh, and whoever is tamei because they're coming in contact with a corpse, which that actually correlates to all the three machnas. Mitzray has to be out of machna Yisrael, zav has to be out of machna leviyah, and tamei lenefesh has to be out of machna shchina. But says Rebbe Eliezer, what do you see from the pasuk that's equating all three of them? B'shot tamei meis mishtachan, only at a time when the tamei meis has to be sent out, then zav and the mitzray mishtachan, then they also have to be sent out. Ain't tummy mace and mishtalchin, but if a tummy mace is not being sent out, because there is a dispensation actually for them, when Rav Tzibur is tummy, they actually are allowed to bring the Karban Pesach and tummy in the Machna Shechina, then ain't zav and the Mitzvah mishtalchin, then they're also not going to be sent out, and therefore they're not going to be liable. So therefore it says the Gemara, Rebbe Eliezer, who's leading over there, is also leading over here, because here also by the Masais, the tummy mace were not sent out of their own Machna, because the tummy mace is only forbidden the Machna Shechina in the Azara. But now that the curtains were rolled up, there's no more mechitzah, there's no more place that a tamei meis has to be sent out of, because there's no more machna shchina. And the tamei meis is permitted to go into machna leviyah, as the pasuk says, v'yikach Moishas atzmas Yisabimah, he took the bones of Yisab with him, which means in his machna, which he was a levi. As the Gemara in Pesachim says, v'samach zayin manalv, as long as it doesn't go into the machna shchina, which is the azara. So therefore, in the Masoyis too, since there was no tamei meis being sent out of the Machna, so to the Zav and the Mitzaron were also not sent away, and they were able to come in once the Hugla Pareches. The first Bryce has said that Zav and Mitzaron are still sent away, even Hugla Pareches are the Rabbanon, who they say that even when the tamei meis is not sent away, Zav and the Mitzaron are still going to be sent away, like the Halacha when the Pesach is Babatuma, so to hear by the Masoyis, they would hold that they're still going to be sent away, and therefore, that's the Machlekes in these two Bryces. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the opening Mishnah regarding the halachas of the shtei halachim and the lechem apan. So says the Mishnah, although we said differentiations in the previous Mishnah, says the Mishnah, achas shtei halachim, achas lechem apan, and the following halachas apply to both the two breads that are brought on Shavuos and the 12 showbreads that are brought on the Shulchan every Shabbos, the shasun v'arichasun mechutz, the kneading of the dough, and the forming, the shaping of the dough is done even out of the Azara. But the baking has to be done inside the Azara, as the Gemara is going to explain. And ve'einu deiches es haShabbos, the baking of the breads do not override doing malacha, which is forbidden to bake. You cannot do that malacha on Shabbos of baking the breads. Now, Behuda, he disagrees with the Tanakhama. He says, kol ma'aseim b'fnim. He says, no, all their activities were done in the Azara. Reb Shimon, he says, No, la'olam havaraga la'im, a person should always be accustomed to say, shtei alechem v'alechem aponim, kasheris bazara, they're okay, they're valid to be done in the courtyard, but also kasheris beveis pagi, they're also valid to be done in the whole city of Yerushalayim, because he holds that actually everything can be done outside, even the baking, the opposite of Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says everything has to be inside. Rabbi Shimon says everything can be outside, and the Talmud differentiates, he says the kneading and the shaping outside, but the baking has to be inside. Now, the Gemara asked on the halacha of a Mishnah. Haguf Akasha, there's a difficulty as the opinion is mentioned, that of the Tanakama. Amrit, Lishasin Barachasim Mechutz. You, the Tanakama, first you said that the kneading of the dough and the shaping of the dough can be done out of the Azar. Alma, so you see, the Midas Yavish, that it, the tools, the measuring tools of solids in the Beis HaMikdash, for example, the Isarin, which holds the flour, which it measures it, obviously, Loi Neskacha, that obviously those vessels were not sanctified. Because if they were sanctified, then there would be a problem about, well, how can you go ahead and now and knead that dough out of the Azar? It was already sanctified, that flour, in the Azar. Obviously, the Midas of Yavish were not sanctified. Problem is, the next words you say are, Efiyasin Bifnim. Oh, but they were baked in the Azar. Alma Midas Yavish. Obviously, you see that a measuring tool, that of a solids, which is the oven, which was used for solids to bake the breads, worm the scotcha, that it was sanctified. And that's why you have to bake it inside, so that it's just sanctified in the Azar. Which, if it goes out, it does become Psul of Yetzi. So which one is it? Are the Midas of Yavish sanctified or not? So Amar Rava, the Girsa is, Huksha, that it was hard for to answer this, for an Adam Kasha, for a hard person, meaning a sage, very sharp, to be able to cut and discern in Halacha, Shul Kasha Karbazel, who he's as hard as iron, that he was bothered by this question. Uman, and who are we talking about? Rav Sheshes. He was bothered by this question. And that is the Gemara. My kasha, what's so difficult about this question? Dilmi Isarin le Mekadesh, maybe the Isarin, which measures the flour, that wasn't sanctified. And therefore, you're able to go out and knead it and shape it out of the Azara. But Tana Mekadesh, maybe the oven, that made this Yavish was sanctified, and that's why it had to be done inside. What's the difficulty? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela Ikashi Hakasha. Rather, if there was a question, this was the question. The Tana said that Vafiyasin Bifnim. Oh, it was baked inside the Azar. So, Alma Tana Mekadosh. Obviously, we see the Tana Kama hold that the oven was sanctified, and that's why it had to be done inside to sanctify the bread. The difficulty is his next words are, oh, Ve'in Deiches is a Shabbos. But the baking of the breads, that malacha is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. The problem is, then if Salah Balina, then it becomes invalidated by being left overnight on Friday night. Because all flour offerings, all menachas, that are sanctified in the vessel become pasul with Lina. Now, here, since you're saying that it was already sanctified yesterday in the oven because you said that the oven sanctifies, and that's why the oven had to be inside and you had to bake it inside. But then if it sanctified it, then it was left, you said, and you can't bake it on Shabbos, you say you can bake it only on Friday, so then it becomes invalidated by being left overnight before you put it onto the Shulchan. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Ah, Huksha Adam Kasha, that's why it was hard for this hard person, Shu Kasha Gebazel, who is as hard as iron, Umane Huitum, Rav Sheshes, yeah, he was bothered by that question. On that, Amar Ravashi, he says, my Kusha, what's so difficult about that? Maybe what does it mean that it was baked inside? It means B'mokim's reason, it means in the place, inside, which is the place of where those who have alacrity are, it doesn't really mean it had to be baked in the Azar. Rather, it means to say, because it wasn't sanctifying it. And that's why it wasn't a problem if it wasn't baked in Shabbos, because it was not possible Lina. Rather, it was actually baked outside. It just means that the Kahanim, who their place is inside, who there is reason, they have alacrity to make sure that it doesn't become chametz, they become leavened. They're the ones who baked it. Well, that's what the Gemara knows. B'hadu Rav Ashi Berusa. This interpretation of Rav Ashi is on the outside. It's not an appropriate answer. Because Malashach, either way you look at it, it's difficult. Iafiyah Be'inan's reason, if he's saying the halacha is saying that, oh, the baking had to be done by Kahanim because they have zeal, they're careful, they're quick, and they make sure it doesn't become chametz. So then, Lisha Baricha Nami Be'inan's reason. So then, why is it saying that the baking is inside, which he's saying means in the place where the inside are, who the Kahanim? So then, why is it only said regarding the baking? Why is it saying that, oh, the kneading and the shaping can be done, quote, outside, which means other people, not Kahanim? That also needs reason, because it can become chametz then also when you're kneading it, when you're shaping it. And the Elisha Varichalai Bein's reason, and if kneading it and shaping it does not need Kahanim, then Afiyah Namila Bein's reason, then also the baking should not require Kahanim. Elder Ravashi Brusi, rather Ravashi is on the outside, it does not answer the question Rav Sheshra is bothered by, which is, yeah, pretty difficult. If it's being baked inside because the oven is sanctifying it, and you're saying it doesn't override Shabbos, you have to do it on Friday, then seemingly it should become possible Lina by being left out overnight. Now, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah the next two opinions. Behudaim, he says, Kol Maseim Befnim Bechulu. He says, no, actually, all their activities have to be inside, etc. Where Reb Shimon disagrees and says, actually, no, everything, even the baking, can be outside the Azar. So Amar Reb Avo Bar Kahana, he says, Vishneim, and both these opinions of Reb Huda and Reb Shimon, who are in the sense they're opposites, Mikra Chadarsh, they actually expounded from the same pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, which is when David's having a conversation with the Kahanim of Noiv, which is when he was running away from Shaul, and he was in that city, so he was hungry, and he said, V'hu derechayel, it's a way of the mundane, Af ki hayom yikdash b'kli, that even though today he was sanctified in a vessel, which he was referring to breads, which he wanted to eat from them, which referring to the lechem upon them. Now, what was he telling them? So, this is the machlekes. Behuda Sava, he held that b'chayil, on a weekday, meaning on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, ashkechinu, that David encountered those kahanim, the ka'afalei, that they were baking the lechem upon them. And Amalahu David HaMelech said to them, der chayil ka'afisu lei? He was asking a question. He says, you're baking this in a mundane way, meaning in a weekday you're baking the breads? Af ki hayoyim yikadish b'kli, what I mean, even today that it's being sanctified in the vessel, meaning because you're baking in the oven, which is a kli sharis in the Beis HaMikdash, if you're doing that, if salay, you're invalidating it by the time it comes tomorrow, belina, because it's being left out overnight. So obviously, you see from that interpretation of Rabbi Huda that the oven is sanctifying it, which is like Rabbi Huda said, therefore it has to be done inside the Hazara, kol maseim b'fnim. And moreover, you also see that he holds that it's Deicha Shabbos. Because, as we had the question, how can you do it Erev Shabbos? You obviously have to do it on Shabbos, so it doesn't become possible. Whereas Reb Shimon Saver, that actually B'Shabbos Ashkechinu D'Kofali, he actually encountered him on Shabbos baking the breads of Lechem upon him. And Amalahu, he said to them, as a question, Loi Derechol Be'itzul Me'evdei? Don't you think you need to, not like I was asking why you're doing the weekday, don't you think you need to go ahead and bake this and do this in a weekday? Because Midi Tarna Mekadesh, he was saying, do you think that's the oven that sanctifies it, that you're going to be afraid that it, if you're going to do it in the weekday, that's going to become possible being left out overnight? So the way he learns the words Afka Yom Yikadesh B'Kli, he was asking in a wonderment. He says that, do you think that today it's being sanctified in the Kli, in the oven? No, it's not the Tana that sanctifies it. Don't worry, it's okay to bake it on Friday. Shulchan Hud Mikadesh. It's the Shulchan that sanctifies it, not the Tana. And therefore, that's what Reb Shimon says, that one could even do it B'chutz. You don't have to have it because the oven's not what sanctifies it, and it's rather the Shulchan that sanctifies it. Now, however, according to this interpretation of Reb Avo Bar Kahana in the Machlekes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, he interprets that their Machlekes is in this pasuk that was talking about regarding the baking of the bread, whether it was Friday or Shabbos. On that, as the Gemara, Mi Metzisa Amrit Debeshas Afiyash Kechinu, can you really say the way he had interpreted the verse, just they disagree what he was telling them, that he counted them when they were baking the bread? But Vaksiv, the next pasuk says, V'yitin Loi HaKoyin Kodesh, that the Koyin gave to David HaMelech the holy bread, because there was no bread over there. There was only the bread of the Shulchan that was taken off from in front of Hashem. So you see that the old bread was already taken off, which means to say, already the new bread was already put on. So obviously they weren't baking when they found them. It was already on the Shulchan, and he was actually getting from them the old bread. So how can you say it's too much regarding baking, and that's what he was telling them, oh, well, if you bake it today, it's possible lino, or that, why do you think you have to bake it today on Shabbos? You think it's going to become possible lino? It's not. It wasn't, he didn't find them during baking. Eli rather says the Gemara, no. Not like Rebbe Avor Bar Kahana. My derechol du kamalu, what was he telling them regarding, oh, this is in a mundane way? Hachi kamalei, this is what they said to him, which is not talking about a mundane way of what type of day was, Friday or Shabbos. Rather, they told him as follows. They said, sorry, David, leke lechem, there's no bread. Kiyim lechem upon him, I'm a sermon lefnei Hashem, like the pasuk says, besides the bread that was already taken off from in front of Hashem, meaning besides the lechem upon him, we have no other bread. On that, Amalahu David HaMelech said to them, loy mebayahai, not only this bread, which was already taken off from the shulchan, the kivin denafik le me'ilo, because once it was already removed from the halachic problem of me'ilo, misappropriation from hektish, why is it no me'ilo? Because once it's removed from the shulchan, the kanim are permitted to eat it. And whatever has a permissibility for kanim, there's no halach of me'ilo. Now, so that's what David Melch says, not only that which was already removed, that derech choylhu, that's mundane, it's not sanctified anymore, it's not going in the day, it's going in the sanctity of the breads. That's not sanctified, there's no problem, that bread for sure you could give me. But David HaMelech said even a bigger chiddush. He says even these other breads, the hayoyim yikadosh b'kli, and we're not talking about the kli of the tanner like we had said up until now. Rather, that today the vessel, that of the shulchan that you put it on, is sanctifying it. Even that said, David HaMelech, havulei delech, give to him, meaning to me, that I could eat it. Why? Because as a continued type of tzadik vav med alef, misukun hu, he, referring to himself, is in danger that he was gripped by what's called bulmus, which is a condition that, as the Gemara says, a Mishnah in the last paragraph of Masechtas Yuma, that whoever was taken by bulmus, you give him to eat until light returns to his eyes, even on Yom Kippurim. So for sure, I could even eat the lechem that is me'ila, because one could even eat a mekippur, and even that's not a problem. So therefore, the Gemara says, it's not like this interpretation of Rebbe Avoh bar Kanak, it's not even talking about the baking, it's a whole different interpretation. Rather, says the Gemara, Rebbe Yehud, Rebbe Shimon, b'Gemara pligi. Their whole machlekes was in their tradition what they received from their teachers. One of them had learned from his teacher that the oven does sanctify it, and therefore the avodah, like Rebbe Yehuda says, had to be b'fnim. And Rebbe Shimon heard from his teachers that it doesn't sanctify it, and therefore could even be done on the outside. And says the Gemara, dekenami. A precise reading indicates to us that their machlekes is in tradition and not in the verse the way he had said in the pasuk in Shmuel Alf. Because the Ketanim learned in the Mishnah, Shimon Aimi, he said, La'olam havaraga laim. A person should always be accustomed to say, Shteh halechem, alechem aponim, their activities, Kesheris bazara are okay, you can do them in the azara, in the courtyard, but Kesheris abeis paki, they're also valid to be done outside, up until the outermost walls of Yerushalayim. Shmamano, you confer from that, from the fact that he used that terminology, La'olam havaraga laim, a person should always be accustomed to say, as if, like, because it's in the tradition of what should be said, that was their machlekes. It wasn't in that pasuk, and that's the machlekes they had in the tradition going back from Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai. What exactly was the status of the taner? Did it sanctify it or did it not? Which then that results in their machlekes. Did it have to be done b'fnim so that I could sanctify it, or did it not sanctify it and therefore could even be done b'chutz?